Hey, I'm very, very excited for my next guest. From a new up-and-coming, very niche band, probably not heard of them, they're called Salmonella Dub. They've got a digi album release going on at the moment called For All Things Alive. Plus, they've got some shows coming up. And I'm delighted to have, from Salmonella Dub, Andrew Penman on the line with me. Good morning.
Kia ora, Liam. Thank you for such a lovely, ironic welcome.
Hey, no, thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
Awesome, yes. Lovely day here in Whakatū Nelson.
Oh, nice.
Watching the tide go out.
Oh, I bloody love Nelson. Now, excuse my ignorance, but is that where you're based?
Yeah, we've all originated in Christchurch, but we have our studio in Kaikoura and another one here in Nelson.
Oh my God, Kaikoura as well. Wow, you're really just you're taking all the good spots. hey, now congratulations on this release you're doing at the moment.
Yep.
For All Things Alive, tell me a little bit about it. What's kind of the whole origin story of this?
Well, it's been a long process. We actually started the recording for this album. I think it's our 15th album now. The week of the last Kaikoura Roots Festival back in 2012. So it's been just over...
Whoa!
It's been 13 years now in the making. And, of course, we started the release process with 3 12-inch vinyl back in 2021. So there's 22 tracks in total on this album. So it was ready to be released digitally during the lockdowns of 21-22. Unfortunately, like many people, we stumbled and have only just recovered from all of that. But, the very last track recorded was with Troy Kingy here in Nelson in the studio the day that the September lockdown kicked in. Troy was in Nelson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Troy was in Nelson doing a show with Delaney at the Theatre Royal and came and spent the afternoon with me and then had to fly back to Auckland. And that lockdown, of course, went for ages.
A very, very long time. Oh, my God. Well, this has been a long time in the making then. Would you call yourself a particularly patient person? Was this easy to wait for?
No, I'm not actually that patient, but I'm learning.
Yeah, that's a great thing about impatience is you're forced to learn it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of been a cathartic process and a massive relief to finally get this thing out, you know. And due to the longevity of the process and, you know, accumulating a lot of tracks, we've split the digi album in two. So the first one was released For All Things Alive Part 1 on October the 8th, and then the second half is being released before we come home to Otutahi for our show in November. So we're back in Christchurch for shows at the Loons in Littleton.
Lovely, lovely. Oh, we're so goddamn glad to have you back. Hey, congratulations. I mean, disc one, fantastic. You should be absolutely stoked about it. I'm very excited to hear disc two. Now, as you mentioned before, you know, 15th album, one might assume it gets easier every time, does it?
Yes and no. The problem that we've faced since the Christchurch and then the Kaikoura earthquakes is we're split up geographically all over the place. So we've
got
players now in Melbourne, Brisbane, Fruit Market Blacks in Tauranga, she's been joining us on this album. Our core players are still in Christchurch. So it's the geography of our locales actually make things a little bit trickier to finish. So that's partly contributed to the length of time it's taken. It's been worth the wait.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it builds the suspense and the excitement for the rest of us. I guess in a sense, like, you guys have been kind of through so many almost iterations of yourself and like how your situations have changed and all that. Have you, does that play out in your music?
Yeah, I think there's still a common thread throughout our recordings. The landscape and the cultural geography of our landscape is a very important part of our writing process. So, this album, of course, was reflecting on the whakapapa of our environment and how everything's connected and how, in the modern world, we've kind of lost touch with that connection. So the track featuring Furry Marco Black, For All Things Alive, was also written, well, the chorus line was written with a great friend of ours, God bless him, he's passed away now, Aaron Tokuna. So he wrote the line, coming alive tonight in the city. And the verse reflects on those cultural changes that we've seen over the last 50, 60 years, that some will come to look for gold, lost their hearts before they're old. Those who know to keep it strong will live elsewhere to see the dawn. And kind of reflecting on how there's been the urban, you know, shifting to from rural to urban living.
It's really, really interesting. God, you guys are good. Hey, Christchurch show in November. Speaking of, you know, your music changing and developing, what about kind of your live performances? Because you must just be a well-oiled machine now.
Yeah, no, well, the live performance is, the most exciting thing for
us. Yeah, I'm sure.
We faced, so many issues through the lockdowns with, we had 14 shows ready to go to launch this album in 2022.
Oh, no.
It took a year to refund those box offices. So, because of financial restraints off the back of that, we're touring this album, firstly, with the Salmon Hour Dub Sound System. So, which is featuring Furry Marco Black and the Mighty Asterix in the Feldub live horn section. And, the show at Loons in Littleton also features our great friend Harry Bretherton and his group Soulware. That show has just sold out last week. So we've
congratulations.
Oh, thank you. So I've just announced the second show this morning, which will be Wednesday the 13th of November. So if anyone's interested in coming out to Littleton, that's available now online. You can check that on our Facebook page and our website.
Yeah, lovely. Oh my God, I might have to bloody go along to that one.
I think you might deserve a few comps.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Okay. Now we're talking. and you're also you're doing a few shows in Australia. Of course, not unfamiliar territory for you guys. Is there now? Weird question, but is there much difference between like an Aussie and a Kiwi crowd?
The accent's quite different.
Really? Interesting.
And we've had a few arguments over the pool table around different rules. in a show in Melbourne suggesting the NRL was on Aussie rules or whatever it's called, and I just randomly suggested it would be good to have some kangaroos on the pitch. No, it didn't go down well.
God, isn't that an odd game? I can never quite follow the rules of it.
No, we shouldn't really go tie kick it too much, but what they wear is a bit interesting.
Oh, hey, as look, I'm personally not a man who's opposed to seeing a bit of thigh. So I won't complain about that part. But yeah you're right.
Yeah.
Hey, the track I'm going to play after this, Hands in the Soil, which features Troy Kingy and Furry Marco Black. What's it like, those opportunities to work with other musicians? I mean, it must be like, in New Zealand, is it quite a communal kind of atmosphere around that, you know, musicians collaborating?
Oh, it's an awesome process. Yeah, we've always wanted to, we've always promoted and engaged with other people, trying to create a community around what we do. And the writing process is always collaborative, and it's been a pleasure to have so many wonderful guests on this album. We've even got Nino Birch, who's seminal Wellington sort of new wave punk band Beat Rhythm Fashion was, you know, one of our favourites. Actually, I remember listening to Beat Rhythm Fashion on RDU when I was in the fourth form at school in Christchurch.
Wow. Holy moly.
Yeah, so big thanks to RDU for all of those influences back in those days.
Oh, well, no, thank you. Yes, I have to say, the Salmonella Dub Nino Birch combo was not on my 2024 bingo card, but my God, what a tasty wee combination it is.
He's a lovely chap, and I liken him to the New Zealand's new wave Bob Dylan. He's a great songsmith.
God damn, so cool. I'm so excited to listen to the rest of this. Andrew, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure, and congratulations on this album. I mean, number 15, but you guys have absolutely not lost your touch at all. It's frankly insane, your consistency. I don't know how you do it, but
I'm blushing now.
Oh, good. You should be. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Liam.
It's my absolute pleasure. Enjoy your day out in the sun.
Yep, you too. Khaki day.
And that is the legendary Andrew Penman of Salmonella Dub. And here is a track from their new album. This is called Hands in the Soil, featuring Freddie Marco Black and Troy Kingy. Do enjoy.
Soil. It's the only way to divert from the turmoil. Put your hands in the soil. It's the only way to divert from the turmoil. Mm-hmm. your hands in the soil. Back to the trees.
Hey.
Back to the sea.
Hey.
Down on your knees, put your hands in the soil.
Little baby, little baby.